Part of what makes each of us unique is the fact that we all have different tastes. Take hobbies, for instance. Mine is baseball. Yours might be reading or sewing or, well, just about anything. But Kirk McGinty has a really unusual hobby, war. He's fascinated with battles and strategy and conquest and, of course, victory. In fact, he thinks about it quite a lot.
Oh, this is great. This is just great.
Calm down, Epstein.
Oh, that's wonderful advice. We're pinned down by heavy crossfire from a Viet Cong bunker, separated from our unit. We got no walkie-talkie, no air assistance. Would you mind telling me what I have to be calm about?
All right, so we're in a tough spot. Going 90 ain't gonna help matters. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Somebody's on the top of the bunker. Give me the binocular.
Who is it?
It's Captain McGinty. He's got a grenade. He can't toss it from up there. The angle's all wrong.
Yeah, but wait a minute. He's not staying up. He's diving in front of the bunker.
There goes a grenade. It's gonna blow. It worked.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. What about the captain?
Wait a minute. I can't see him. Oh, there's too much dust.
Wait.
He's motioning us to come forward. He's all right.
Yeah. He did it. Let's hear it for Captain McGinty.
Kirk McGinty.
Huh? What?
Would you mind joining the rest of the class?
Sorry, Mr. Altman.
I was just about to comment on your report on the Vietnam War. It's, very interesting, to say the least.
Really? Thanks!
It's too bad most of your facts are wrong.
What do you mean, wrong?
The fact is that we really shouldn't have been over there at all. A lot of innocent people were killed just because the U.S. stuck its nose in where it didn't have any business.
But what about the soldiers? If that's true, then all the soldiers who fought over there died for nothing.
That's right, Kirk. They did. They all went over there and died for nothing. Well, that's it for today. Now, I know this is the start of a 3-day weekend. Normally, I don't like to give homework on holidays, but this time, I'm not going to give you any either. Have a good weekend, everyone. Kirk, I thought you'd be out the door.
Do you really think the soldiers in Vietnam died for nothing?
Yes, Kirk, I do. You know, if you really want to find out what went on in Vietnam, I suggest you read this book.
Vietnam, the real story.
It tells all about what our soldiers did in Southeast Asia.
Thanks. Do you think the soldiers who fought in Vietnam were killers, Mr. Altman?
I think some of them were, Kirk. Yes.
Have a nice weekend, Mr. Altman.
On March 29th, 1971, a court-martial jury convicted Lieutenant William L. Calley, Jr. of the premeditated murder of 22 South Vietnamese people. Well, he may have done that, but my dad would never have killed innocent people.
Warfare.
That doesn't mean you have to act like real guerrillas, does it?
We thought you'd like a surprise attack, Commander.
Well, I did it, and stop calling me Commander.
Okay, Kirk. Are you ready to practice?
Practice what?
Our battle from the Civil War. The one we're supposed to do on Memorial Day, remember?
Yeah, I remember. I don't think I'm going to be in it this year.
What are you talking about, Kirk? This whole thing was your idea. You can't back out now.
I just don't want to be in it, all right?
Wait a minute. I thought you were the one who wanted to be a soldier like your old man was.
Hey, just leave my dad out of this, okay?
Well, you're always bragging about him. What's the matter? You find out he wasn't the big hero you thought he was?
Shut up, Leo!
Ow, stop pushing
me! Hey, get up!
What's your problem, Kirk? I was just joking.
Yeah, right. Let go of me. I'm getting out of here.
Hey, Kirk. Kirk!
Man, I wonder what's eating him.
Hey, look, Kirk dropped his book. You think I should go give it to him? Nah, we'll give it to him on Tuesday. Let's go.